What did he say?
Would you ever say what all did he say?
No, but it's pretty common.
All right. Now, that's all the all's expressions. If no one else will look out for them, they've got to look out for...
themselves.
And if no one will do it for him, he'll have to do it...
for himself.
Mm-hmm.
It's a while ago when you mentioned one of them, it's a horrible way of some people when they say, you all, when they're talking in the singular.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible. Mm-hmm. But just yet.
Doesn't make any sense, really,
sure
to say you
does.
All to one person.
And when the Yankees try to imitate the Southerners, that's it.
That's how they do it.
One, and mm-hmm. That's just terrible.
You all, honey child, that's what they say. I never heard anybody say honey child, actually.
I can't stand it when they're trying to have, put on the Southern accent and say, y'all, talking about one person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's just not accurate, really.
I don't believe I ever heard it.
Okay, that's it. What is made of flour and baked in a loaf?
Bread.
And what are some different kinds?
Oh, brown and buckwheat and white flour.
What are the little things that you often eat for breakfast?
Biscuits.
Mm-hmm. What is made with cornmeal?
Corn pones.
What is it?
Cornbread.
What's the difference?
Well, the pones, I think, is a little bit smaller. Mama's an expert at it, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever she has those, they eat every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of fuss.
Mm-hmm.
Corn pones, I'd say, well, cornbread, but I would take it to be a larger piece of serving.
Are there any other types of bread made of cornmeal?
Yeah, you got hoe cake.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Well, that's a big slab of stuff there,
mm-hmm.
cooked in a bread pan.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, what are the rounds? Okay, I just said that, didn't I?
Mm-hmm. Is there what is the kind that you fry and eat with fish?
Oh, they call them hush puppies, but they got onions and everything in them. I can't stand them.
How about, is there a kind that you might put in cheesecloth and boil with greens?
No.
Do you know the term corn dodger?
Yeah, it's a nickname for cornbread.
Same thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Them all.
That's fine. It means different things in different parts of the country.
Just a local expression. And,
well, you might say there are two kinds of bread. There's homemade bread or there's...
bakery bread. Bread.
Would you ever call it store-bought bread?
I've heard it used.
Would you say that?
No, but I certainly have heard it a whole lot. Mm-hmm.
I say it.
I say it sometimes, talking about other things. Store-bought hat, or store-bought just for tease, you know.
Mm-hmm. What is fried in deep fat with a hole in the middle that's sweet?
Donut.
Mm-hmm. Then what's you make for breakfast? You might make three or four of them with a batter and then fry them in a skillet or on a griddle?
Pancake.
Is there another name for that?
Yeah, there's a... can't think of what it is, but I'm sure.
Cakes.
Griddle. Griddle cake.
Do you know batter cake?
Yeah, batter cake. Yeah.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah, batter cake.
Did you ever hear it called fritter or flitter?
I've heard them called fritters.
Is that a pancake?
Corn fritter.
That's a corn pancake.
Yeah.
That's not with wheat flour, though.
No, that's corn.
Okay.
Corn fritter.
Okay, good. Let's see. If you went to the store, you might buy a sack of flour might have five what? A quantity. It might contain five.
Not bushels, that's too much.
Just in the store, a paper bag of flour would have five.
5 pounds is all.
All right. And then to make bread rise, what would you use?
Yeast.
Mm-hmm. And what is the inside part of the egg? What are the two inside parts?
Yolk and the white of an egg is it.
Mm-hmm. And then what color is the yolk?
Yellow.
Good. And talking about cooking them, what would you call them if you had put them in the shell in hot water and boiled them for 15 minutes or so?
Boil them. It's a boiled egg.
Okay. And suppose you had broken the egg and let it fall into the boiling water.